KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special Top 10 edition of the Up North Report. Ranking at number 8 in the Top 10 stories of the year was our coverage of Automatic License Plate Readers, or ALPRs. Larissa Donovan took a deep dive into the pros and cons of the technology as well as the potential liberties at stake.
The Paul Bunyan Drug Task Force installed 12 ALPRs in areas within its jurisdiction in May with the goal to further its investigations into drug trafficking. The multi-jurisdictional agency secured grant funding for the devices after Beltrami County received a federal designation as a high-intensity drug trafficking area. Task Force Commander Dave Hart explained that the data collected could be used for more than investigating drug crimes.
Serious crime, violent crime, missing persons, and like Amber Alert.
The task force uses technology from Flock Safety, a leader in ALPRs that boasts its network of 20 billion monthly license plate reads across 4,600 agencies. However, state law says agencies using ALPRs can only access a statewide data set.
It's only supposed to really be pinging with the Minnesota license plate data file. So like the way that this statute is written, it's like, no, you can't have this central repository. You're not supposed to have that, but they do.
That was Alicia Granzi, a staff attorney with the Minnesota chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, who warned that data collected by individual agencies could be shared with federal agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In August, the Illinois Secretary of State issued an immediate stop to sharing all Illinois data with out-of-state agencies after a months-long audit revealed Flock Safety did not have proper safeguards for data sharing, and Illinois data was shared with Customs and Border Patrol. Flock Safety maintains that it doesn't own the ALPR data, the agencies and entities it contracts with owns it, leaving data sharing decisions largely in the hands of local jurisdictions. Since our reporting in August, more northern Minnesota agencies have reported to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension that the technology is in place. The Itasca County Sheriff's Office has reported 14 fixed license plate readers around Grand Rapids, Swan River, Cohasset, Deer River, Squaw Lake, Big Fork, Nashwauk, and Keewatin. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Our number 7 story is the first of two natural disasters on this year's list. Three spring wildfires burned nearly 30,000 acres in St. Louis County, an area larger than Lake Cabotogama. Megan Buffington recalls the live coverage, contextual reporting, and the most recent updates.
Hot, dry, and windy conditions had the entire state in extreme fire danger. The first fire was reported the afternoon of Mother's Day, May 11th. Ida Luthman was fined in September for failing to extinguish the fire that grew into Camp House. The next day, less than 10 miles away, the Jenkins Creek fire sparked, thought to have been caused by a cigarette thrown out a car window. The two fires exploded in size, burning thousands of acres each day and prompting evacuations in the remote communities of Brimson and Fairbanks. The smaller Munger Shaw fire also started May 12th near Cotton, burning over 1,000 acres. We provided live updates for 3 days, sharing details on fire activity, impacts, and evacuations. After about a week, crews began to make progress as temps cooled, humidity climbed, and some much-needed rain fell. But confusion as to why it was taking so long for containment numbers to climb prompted an exploration into firefighting jargon. Here's Leanne Langeberg, for the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center.
It is not an easy concept by any means for a general member of the public to understand. Firefighting is a science.
The fires combined for an estimated $2.35 million in property damage, most of which from the Camp House fire. 70% of properties were seasonal, but over 200 structures were damaged and nearly all were total losses. As you drive the remote roads between the Iron Range and the North Shore, the black fire scar is hard to miss. Intern Danny Freyer captured the bright green birch shoots and ferns emerging in stark contrast on the scorched landscape. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for this special Top 10 edition of the Up North Report. Find our full list at KAXE.org. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.